Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Raymond Quattlebaum is a poet in motion. He writes poetry for the honor of its poetic justice, the beauty of love. He celebrates the beauty that surrounds us in his book, The Color of Love, taking the reader to another place in time, turning every page faster than the last because of its beautiful content and the reminder that every day one must push to become the best versions of themselves, to continue to strive and not give up on things that the life has to offer. Raymond's love of writing poetry began at age 11. His teacher admired one of his poems so much, well, she put it in the school newspaper. The Color of Love, called by Publishers Weekly one of the best poems to read for 2018, recently featured at the L.A. Times Festival of Books, Raymond Quattlebaum, joining us on This Week in America. Raymond, welcome to the program, sir. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you. It's an honor and pleasure, Rick.
I am just really looking forward to this conversation, and so admire what you're doing with the book, The Color of Love. Let's go back to where this all began. The inspiration for poetry, I mentioned back 11 years old when the teacher was impressed as well. Where did this all come from, this love of poetry and expressing yourself in poetic fashion?
Well, it all started in PS 84 public school. My teacher asked the class to write a poem. I decided to write a poem. But to my surprise, she loved the poem so much she decided to put it in the school's newspaper.
Yes.
And that was my open door from there. From there on, I started writing poetry, and I started to appreciate it even more as time went on. As time went on, I kept writing poetry, but I decided one day it wouldn't even be more better to put the actual poems in a book and let people view it as a whole. This way they can actually get to read your poems, understand where you're coming from.
Yes,
that's from a different point of view, huh?
Yeah, yes. And we can follow that as you're going through and all of the collections that you have in the book. And the book is The Color of Love. Raymond Quattlebaum is our guest and the author on the program. If you're Googling that, that's Quattlebaum. You'll find the book available, of course, at Amazon, wherever books are sold. And you can link on directly to Raymond's book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and getting a copy information on the book there as well. Talk a little bit about once you got this inspiration, this 11th grade, when you're 11 years old, the teacher that takes your poem, so impressed, she puts it in the school newspaper. And you flourish as a writer after that, and you put the book together. I love the name of the book, the title of the book, The Color of Love. How did you come up with that?
Because I realized that love is the most powerful emotion in the universe. God is unconditional love. We are all God's offspring in physical reality, the color of love. Love is a circle of life. The circle of life is the essence of all life. Everything moves through love and blossoms from it. God is the offspring of the circle of life in the form of love.
And that is the name of Raymond's book, The Color of Love. How long did it take you to put this book together?
A little more than about a year and a half. Took pieces from here and there. Started compiling, and before you knew it, I had a book. I put the manuscript together, and I notified Reader's Magnet. Well, it really was Author House, but I ran into Reader's Magnet because they heard about the book and they wanted to get involved
and help get the message out there for Raymond Quattlebaum. The book we're talking about is The Color of Love. What made you think initially about writing a book? When did this idea first come to you that I've got all of these poems, I've got this collection, I could publish a book? When did that idea come to you?
Came to me years ago. And I say about 9 years ago. Because this is not my first book. This is actually my second book. My first book is called Poetry in Motion, Circle of Life. This is a spinoff from the first book, Poetry, Emotion, the Circle of Life, and the Circle of Life is the Color of Love. So I decided to write the first book, and it was my lady who actually kept pushing me as well. Why don't you put it into a book? why don't you put it into a book? I was going to put it into a book, but she was the momentum behind it. She gave me the force and the strength to actually put it together.
You know, it's interesting, the inspiration from one book to another book. Are there more books that you're going to work on, books that you'll be writing?
Well, I got a third book coming out pretty soon. It's called Pieces of a Dream.
Ooh,
also a poetry book.
I like that. I knew that you had another one that you were working on, so hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that. When you put a book together, you put this collection that's your heart and your soul, literally your soul that you put into this. What's it like when you write a book? Let's talk about The Color of Love in particular. What do you like most about this book and the collections that you have in the book?
The message and its contents. I can actually say people will get a chance to see poetry from a different point of view, my point of view. Because I realize in life that poetry and emotion is a circle of life, and a circle of life is the color of love, a dear gift from God and love to all of us.
What were some of the inspirations? Who were some of the inspirations at an early age that opened up this world of poetry and seeing things differently than I believe probably the rest of us see? Who inspired you? Were there other poets that you read at an early age that you felt gave you inspiration?
Langston Hughes, Maya Angelou, Nikki Giovanni. But as time went on, what actually pushed me to write this book was a singing group called Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yes.
Life.
Yeah, there's a
I listened to their poetry, and their lyrics were so spiritual and so divine, it opened me up within. And I said, I got to start writing something just as beautiful as they are and put it into the world, let the world view it for what it is, love.
Let's go back and talk about writing that first book. You mentioned that there was one that you had written before. Talk about that experience, the first book. A lot of people think, you know, I think I could write a book, whether it's a fiction or a collection of poetry, that type of thing. What was that like writing the first book? And obviously successful, and because of that, you've got the follow-up, the Color of Love. What was that like when you wrote the first book?
It's almost like a miracle. It was like a dream come through.
Oh, I can imagine.
To actually see it in print and see it in whole as a book, you can actually turn the pages and view it, poem after poem. It's magnificent.
Yeah, I can't imagine a better feeling because it's, as you're looking, it's got your name on the cover. It's got the striking color cover, the color of love. And these are all your poetry, your poems in there. What is that experience? That has to be something that maybe you can't even describe in words. What's that like when you pick up for the first time a physical copy of your book?
It's marvel. It's unbelievable. It's a dream come true. Like they say, you believe in dreams, dreams come true. But that's one of it. A magnificent feeling all throughout my body and soul. Like being reborn all over again. The beauty of life.
The book is The Color of Love. Raymond Quattlebaum, our guest on the program, the author. The book's available at Amazon. You go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on to the website, Amazon, to get information. How many pages in the book, how many different poems do you have in the collection?
Well, to be exactly, there are 38 pages, but being that some poems overlap others, some a little bit longer than others, there's a total of 50 pages altogether.
And that's interesting that you continue thoughts and sort of a stream of consciousness that you have in the book. I mean, I keep mentioning the title, The Color of Love. Talk about the naming of the book, the title that you have on the book.
Color of Love. Because I realize in life that everything in life is poetry in motion. Not only is it poetry in motion, everything in life is colorful. And so when I thought about the color of love, I said, that's the essence of life. Why not put life in a book and let people view it for what it is? Poetry, emotion, the color of love, a dear gift from God to all of us.
What is your pen name? Talk about that for a second.
My pen name? Okay, my name in full is Raymond Quattlebaum. So in abbreviation, I abbreviated AKA Ray Q for Raymond Quattlebaum in short. And that's my pen name that I go by, AKA Ray Q.
I love that. The color of the book is the title, of course. It's available at Amazon. We've talked a lot about the content of the book, the emotions that you express in the book. What can people expect from reading the book? What do you hope when someone reads The Color of Love, they take away from that reading?
I'm hoping that they get a better sense of poetry from my point of view. Because, you know, poetry, some people, some people find poetry boring because they don't understand the poetry. And they might, they wind up feeling misled as they read it. They don't, but poetry, everything in life is poetry. So I believe my poetry is a little bit more simple. If you read it from the beginning to the end, you can follow it from the beginning to the end, and you understand it because I made it simple for anybody to understand my poetry. 11-year-old kid, they will understand the poetry because it's something that you can follow and understand from the beginning to the end. Not some people read poetry and they get lost, they don't understand the meaning of it, but mine is different. Because it's actually touching about life itself, the essence of life, how beautiful life actually is. So you need to read it, to see it, to feel it, to understand it. It's all life.
And you poetry. Have that ability to take your message down and break it down into such a way that we can follow and understand. Talk about that and the importance of talking in a way that the reader can relate to. And we can relate to that as we're reading your work in The Color of Love. Talk about the challenges of getting your thought just right where it flows and it's easy for the reader to understand and appreciate.
I'll keep writing over and over and over until it makes... in other words, I try to be the best that I can be. If I write it and if it's not touching to me, I won't put it out there. Because if it doesn't move me, chances are it's not going to really move anybody as much. So I try to put as much feeling and as much love as possible into my poem. Everything comes from the soul within, which is really the God within yourself. So you're really expressing God in your own words outwards in the form of poetry. So I put it in a book so everybody can understand, hoping that everybody feel what I feel within themselves as they read the passages through the book.
I sense that in your poetry and seeing other poets, you see maybe the same thing that the rest of us do. You just see it in a different way. Talk about that perspective that you have. I'm thinking that life is more meaningful maybe to you in a way than it is to most of us that run through life and take things for granted and really don't pay a whole lot of attention. It seems like you look at things differently, maybe slow life down and see these little aspects of our lives that you write about in The Color of Love. Is that how you approach this? You look at a situation and maybe see it differently than we do.
Analyze it for what it is. Look at the beauty of its contents within. Something that a lot of us take for granted, but you don't really sit down and actually sit there and realize
Yes. The
beauty that's within.
In fact, that's what it took me a long time to get to that point, but that's exactly what I was attempting to say there. And does it give you more of an appreciation for life because of the perspective you have?
Yes, Rick, much more. Much more. I feel blessed and honored to be able to write this book and to share with everybody in the world as a whole.
And that sense of appreciation that you will feel as you read Raymond's book, The Color of Love, is something that maybe your perspective will start changing as well as you actually read and are touched by the work in the Color of Love. You mentioned before that you've worked with Reader's Magnet on this project. A couple minutes left in the program. What has that been like for you to be able to work with these people that were obviously impressed with your poems, much like your teacher when you were 11 years old, and wanted to work with you? What has that experience been like for you?
It's a true blessing. For everything they said they would do, as time went on, these things prevail one at a time. Everything they said they would do for me actually is coming through. So it's an honor and a privilege to work with Reader's Magnet. They're actually people over there where they deliver what they say. It's a dream come true, and I appreciate every moment, every minute of it. It's beautiful. It's a blessing, true blessing in disguise to actually come across them. But it was God's intervention.
Yes, and it seems like he's had a hand in a lot of what you've done in the interpretations of things that a lot of us would take for granted in life that you express in the book of poetry, The Color of Love. A minute or so, I'm going to take you at the end. Talk about what you're working on now. I excited about when you mentioned a third book is in the works. How close are you to having that ready to be published?
Well, to be honest, that book won't be ready to sometime next year, probably in the summer. I still got a lot of work to be done on that book, but it's coming along slowly, but it'll definitely come. It's a fact.
Well, that's interesting. Talk about the process of putting a book together, of even just writing a poem. I don't think it's something that you would sit down at 7 o'clock in the evening and say, okay, I've got a couple of hours. I'm going to write a couple of poems. You really need to be moved, don't you? There needs to be some emotion in what you're writing.
Right. I'll write it first. Sometimes I can actually write a whole poem because it's just in me.
Yes.
And sometimes I'll write two or three lyrics, or I might write two or three lines, and then as I follow up, as I'm reading it, looking at it, more lyrics are coming along. Before you know it, when I finish it, even I might have to critique it a few times, but after the overall picture, success.
Well, it is success. This is Raymond's second book that we're talking about, The Color of Love. Raymond Quattlebaum, our guest in the program. That's Quattlebaum. You'll find the book, of course, available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. And you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Raymond, a pleasure having you on the program. Really appreciate the fine work that you're doing. The Color of Love, called by Publishers Weekly, one of the best poems to read for 2018. And as I mentioned, recently featured at the LA Times Festival of Books. Raymond Quattlebaum has been with us on the program. Raymond, thank you so much. We'll stay in touch. Love to have you come back when the new book is ready to be released. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you as well, Rick. It's been an honor and a privilege.
Thank you.
Honor and a privilege. The privilege is all mine. Thank you very much.
It was great to have you on the program. And again, the name of the book is The Color of Love. Raymond Quattlebaum is the author. You'll find the book available at Amazon. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to information on Raymond's book. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.